Amen. There is a bright side somewhere. This is Pastor Tanya, Perpetual Optimist, and I'm on my way out with Mr. Ron Canole.
You either shut up or get cut out. They don't want to hear about it. Tony Inches on the real to real. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is a sound salvation.
This is Sasha.
And this is Eli. And you're listening to WGXC Acre.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network in sports. There are updates. There are numbers, and numbers, there are sorrows, in sorrow, there is redemption. This is the news, this is the network, this is the news, this is the network, network, this is the news, this is the news, this is the news, this is the network, network,
on air, in air, waves. Controlled on air, in air, channel connection, and the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network.
Hey, Donna.
What's on your mind, honey?
Do you know who really holds the master key to the Love Motel doors?
I sure do, honey. It's all the good people that keep this lovely radio station running.
That's right. They've made room on their airwaves for your broken hearts, our favorite love songs, and the entire community that makes this community feel like a community.
So, on this 10-year anniversary pledge drive, go ahead and type out WGXC.org/donate and drop some change into the WGXC love pot, and you can go ahead and tell them Donna and Honey sent you.
And then stop by the Love Motel every first Thursday at 8 p.m. right here on WGXC Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
We love spending the night with you.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You have tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom, wgxc.org, for more information about anything in this report. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Columbia Green Media that a tax incentive package for a $177 million energy project is expected to be approved by the Greene County Industrial Development Agency at its next meeting on October 21st. The Champlain-Hudson Power Express project slated to run through Greene County. No comments in opposition to the project were offered at a public hearing held by the IDA on October 13th. The package includes use, recording, and mortgage tax exemptions and a payment in lieu of taxes agreement, as well as a community host fund for several towns and villages, IDA Executive Director Renee Van Schack said. The Champlain-Hudson Power Express transmission line would transport 1,000 to 1,200 megawatts of electricity via buried power lines from the Canadian border to New York City, traversing Greene County and 16 other jurisdictions. The transmission line would pass through Athens, Catskill, Coxsackie, and New Baltimore, and extend a total distance of 333 miles from Canada to New York City. In Greene County, the project will follow the CSX right-of-way for the entire length, except for a small area in Catskill where the line will come out of the public right-of-way onto local roads under the Catskill Creek and back out of the right-of-way, Van Schack said. Quote, it will proceed south until Smith's Landing, where the line will come off the railroad right-of-way and go back into the Hudson River at the Lehigh Cement Plant, where the last mile of the line will be under the river through Greene County, unquote, he said. The package includes a community benefit fund that will benefit the towns of New Baltimore, Coxsackie, Athens, and Catskill, as well as the villages of Coxsackie and Catskill. That fund will remain in place for 30 years, concurrent with the pilot agreement. The fund is designed to offset the economic impact of the power line on those communities. The public comment period on the incentive package remains open until the close of business Tuesday, October 19th. Anyone wishing to comment can submit a letter to renee@greenida.com. And Shaq said, read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce will present the Len Kane Heart of Ulster County Award posthumously to Tommy Keegan of Keegan Ales. Keegan, the late owner of Keegan Ales in Kingston, died in April, but his spirit lives on at the Midtown Brewery he founded, the chamber said. Keegan was instrumental in starting the local craft beer industry. Quote, he also had a heart for his community and was involved in many local philanthropic endeavors, including helping People's Place, unquote, according to a press release from the chamber. People's Place is a thrift store, food pantry, and a wellness empowerment center, community cafe in Kingston. The chamber will honor local businesses, business leaders, and organizations in Ulster County during an awards dinner on October 21st. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Raymond Pignon has the rundown for Columbia Green Media on the two candidates looking to represent District 9, Durham, on the Greene County Legislature. Incumbent Patricia Handel, 58, is a resident of Cornwallville and has lived in the county for 36 years. Her name will appear on the Republican and conservative lines on the ballot. Handel previously served as a county legislator from 2011 to 2015. She is a co-owner of the Blackthorn Resort. Handel said several major issues face the community, including drug abuse and the high number of overdoses. Handel also sees the lack of broadband and cell service in rural areas as another problem. Among her accomplishments, Handel includes standing up for her constituents, her ability to balance a budget, and the county's fiscal health. Brenna Rustick, 20, is a resident of Durham and running on the Democratic line. A lifelong resident of the county, she is a student at the College of St. Rose and working as a manager cashier. Rustick says the lack of transparency and communication in county government is an issue that impacts everyone. Quote, we shouldn't have to try so hard to be able to connect with our representatives. We should know what's going on within our government, unquote, she said. Rustick, if elected, said she will attend meetings and community events and remain approachable and willing to listen to her constituents. Quote, I will make sure to vote for the benefit of Durham and Greene County. I will make sure to listen to my constituents regardless of political party and will work with those across the aisle to make sure Durham and Greene County is the best it can be, unquote, she said. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
It's Carlene Murphy of L'Île et Temps Haitian Cultural Program. WGXC is now 10 years old as a community radio. Your support has sustained WGXC through the years, and the continuing monthly donation of any amount will earn you a sustaining supporter spot, assuring WGXC sustainability. Go ahead, be a sustaining supporter. You like it. WGXC maintenant gain 10 ans comme une radio communauté avec support WGXC duré pendant toute année sa yo. Continuez yon don chaque mois nan n'importe façon à fournir yon supporter durable et puis la garantie durabilité par WGXC. En allez, vin nou supporter. Ou après mail.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 2 p.m. on Sunday. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny, with a high near 56 and a low Sunday night around 41. Again, there is a slight chance of showers after 3 a.m. Sunday night. And that continues into Monday, where there's a 30% chance of rain till 2 p.m. Then should be partly sunny with a high of 51 and a low around 40. Then Tuesday should be sunny with a high of 59 and a low around 47. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears. I'm Tom Rowe at WGXC, and reminding you that our WGXC 10-year anniversary pledge drive is from October 17th to October 31st this year, and we could sure use your help at wgxc.org/donate to make a difference in your community. We're looking for about 50 more new sustaining supporters to make sure community radio can come your way every hour on the hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 90.7 FM is filled with the voices of your friends and neighbors talking about and having community conversations about local issues and providing all sorts of entertainment, music, and more. If that's something you support, consider a donation today at wgxc.org/donate. Or make a donation during the WGXC 10-year pledge drive from October 17th through 31st. For the radio, 90.7 FM, WGXC, your community radio station.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Max Hamill of Red Hook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Wow! What a graduation!
I'll say!
But with college behind us, we'll need careers. And good ones.
What about chestnut roasting? People always need chestnuts.
Or begging. I know a place that'll saw your legs off.
Slow down, fellas. I've got a way we can keep our legs and still have a bright future.
Now you're dreaming.
Oh, am I?
Of course! Nuclear power!
It's the job of tomorrow. Today!
Really?
Well, that settles it. For all those reasons and more, let us choose an electrifying career in
nuclear power.
Why did you say that?
Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music, plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles, alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 AM, Acre, Casco, and Hudson. I'm Jada with Emily, the director of the library in Hudson, which is awesome, by the way. You should definitely go there someday. Like, it's amazing. And we're talking about books, which is one of my favorite things in the world.
Books we love, books we hate,
bookish things.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
I'm Georgia. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, the real director. And I am from near Hudson.
I'm Amelia, and I'm back.
Yay, welcome back. Yeah, we haven't seen Amelia and Jada in a while, so it's really nice to have them back on the show.
I showed up every week. Aren't I perfect? Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Gold star for Georgia. Yay. Yeah, so we're going to talk about some books today, and I look forward to hearing from everyone. But before we dive into that, we want to talk about the wonder that is WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. We love WGXC so much. It is just a wonderful radio station in general. I love listening to it and listening to all the diverse programming and hearing from different community members and hearing eclectic musical selections across the hours and days. And I really appreciate that WGXC has always had space on the airwaves for young adults, such as my co-hosts. Bound by Books has been on the radio for over 10 years, and there have been a number of other youth radio shows, and there's some other ones still on the air as well. Our Buds Clubhouse Radio, they're on the same days as us.
But this one's the best.
Well, it depends on who's listening. So yeah, our goal this month is to help WGXC stay on the air. It's not free to run a radio station, and because WGXC is commercial free, we need to help raise funds to keep the radio station going and keep great shows like Bound by Books on the airwaves. And so our goal this month is to try to sign up 2 new monthly donors.
Because you know that us kids might lose our important jobs.
Say it a little louder so the listeners can hear you whisper.
You know that us kids will lose our important jobs.
Your unpaid important jobs as radio producers. Yes, we want to keep Bound by Books on the air, as well as all of our other fellow shows. And you can sign up to be a monthly donor. It's a very nice way to give, both in my opinion as a donor. It's nice to be able to just have it handled, where it's like every month a little amount is taken out of my bank account and it goes towards a good cause. I don't have to think about it at all. I can just think about my love for the radio. I don't have to think about the money part every month. And then from WGXC's perspective, they have this reliable source of income every month. So that is very useful. So if you would like to join me in becoming a monthly donor for WGXC, you can call in at 518-697-7400 or go to wgxc.org/donate and set it up online. You can also just make a donation if you don't want to be a monthly donor, if you prefer to do one lump sum. Appreciate all donations. But I encourage people to try out being a sustaining monthly donor. And if you're already a monthly donor, maybe you want to think about whether or not you could contribute a little more each month. You can go, you know, $5 a month, $10 a month, $15,
$20, $100,
$1,000,
$1,000,000.
Yeah, donate $1,000,000 a month, and then WGXC will be good.
Infinity.
If you donate $1,000,000 a month, we might be able to buy more books for the library so you guys can enjoy stuff. And also, just because giving money makes you feel good, and the more money, the better.
Yeah. Donate. Just for the record,
Googleplex
to WGXC, it does not give books to the library. But it makes the library director very happy, because then she can talk about books with her young friends.
But anyway, so
before we dive into books, I want to ask each of you if you have any memories of your earliest shows on the radio, or any fond memories of Bound by Books? Go ahead, Georgia.
My first memory was, so I overprepared a bit. Okay, I should say more than a bit. I had everything I was going to say written out on a paper, and I learned from that experience that I do not do well when I have everything prepared or even notes. I just need to wing it. I cannot do anything that's pre-prepared. I was pausing, and I was like, it just didn't feel right what I wrote the night before, because I think the night before I was a little tired because I stayed up preparing. So I was a little tired the night before. And so because I was tired the night before, I didn't write the best thing to say. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't what I was in the mood for at the time. So I was really just struggling. And on the outside, I might have kept it cool, but on the inside, it's like... And that's
sounds
why
like a cat in pain.
Yeah. So that's why I learned. And yeah, that was my first radio show.
Yeah, we're a wing it kind of show for the most part. I've been on radio shows before where it was more scripted, where you would still wing it at times or have conversations, but there was a lot that was scripted. But I like to wing it.
Wing it!
How about you, Jada?
I just like getting together and talking about books, because books, you can't go wrong.
True.
True.
How about you, Amelia?
I remember, and this was a long time ago, back at the old radio station where we used to record, I remember having to do a show on my own one time, and like thoroughly panicking my way through all of it, but I did it. And it was actually pretty fun.
Those are always fun for me to listen to. Unless it's one that I've done, then I don't listen to them. But
yeah, I never listened to the one I did on my own, mostly because scared it would be very, very sound very, very bad if I listened to it nowadays. But
nah. I'm always impressed by my co-hosts when they have to do a show so well and they go for it. Always pretty good. But yeah, it's funny not having anyone to like bounce off of.
Yeah, I would say things and then I'd pause because that would be a situation where maybe you would answer me or Ingrid would answer me, and then no one would answer me, and then I just had to be like, okay, next subject. It was difficult, but it was pretty fun too.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun memories because I've been doing the show for 10 years, and so I've worked with a lot of young people, and but one memory that I just came to mind has nothing to do with books, but Quinn Gunter, who was my original co-host, and I went to, I think it was a Greene County Youth Fair, and we wandered around finding people to interview, like young people to interview at the fair, and we found a young woman that was taking care of chickens. She was in like a 4-H tent, and she gave us like a tour of the tent, and she like clearly knew like everybody in that tent, and that there was lots of cool chicken noises in the audio. So it was like a very funny interview and very different than what I usually do on the radio. But fun, and fun to get out to a community event. Maybe someday we'll do a community event. We can interview people about books. That'd be fun. But yeah, very grateful to WGXC for creating this great opportunity and space for us to chat about books and share our love of books with all the listeners. And yeah, if you appreciate WGXC like we do, we hope you'll become a monthly donor. And how can they do that?
You can become a monthly donor by going to the website at wgxc.org/donate, or you can call in at 518-697-7400 and tell us how much you want to donate.
Yay. And maybe you'll get to talk with our friend Lynn, who we don't get to see very often because we don't record in the studio anymore because of COVID. Our friend Lynn, who Georgia hasn't even gotten to meet yet. She's a station manager, and she'll be there ready to answer your call and help you become a sustaining donor, monthly donor. So while everyone out there is calling in to make your donation, or going to the website to make your donation, or thinking about how you maybe want to make your donation after the show, we'll talk about some books for a little bit. That's what we do. Go ahead, Georgia.
By the way, children my age, I don't think this will hold attention span. I am interested in stuff that a lot of kids my age are not. Well, some stuff, not a lot of stuff. This is the one that if adults hear, they're like, what the what? You read him? So, I'm going to try it. Select like a page that's not too grown up and just captures his beautiful writing. A writer that I really like is, okay, now hold your hats because this is gonna blow them off. Lord Dunsany.
Who?
Lord Dunsany. Most kids my age probably do not know who he is. He is a...
I think I've heard of him.
He's a writer from the 19th century, and his writing is very beautiful. A lot of it's very, I'll just use this term that I like to use, outdated. Some of his writing is offensive, but I just avoid that stuff. So let's see if I can find a good page. I'll read a little bit. So this is the beginning of a short story by him, Isle Days on the Yon. So I came down through the wood to the bank of Yon and found, as had been provided, the ship bird of the river about to lose her cable. The captain sate cross-legged upon the white deck with his skimmer lying beside him in its jeweled scabbard, and the sailors toiled to spread the nimble sails to bring the ship into the central stream of Yon, and all the while sang ancient soothing songs. And the wind of the evening descending cool from the snowfields of some mountainous abode of distant gods came silently, like glad tidings to an ancient city, into the wing-like sails. I'm going to stop there. I read you a little paragraph because I think that a lot of people, not a lot of kids read Lord Dunsany because, well, one, it's super outdated, and two, I think that's a full story is very hard to take in because it's so descriptive. So I just thought I'd keep it short with the paragraph because I know that might be hard for some people. But that is the first part of Isle Days on the Yon. And I have a collection of stories by him. The collection is The Hashish Man and Other Stories by Lord Dunsany. And it's a collection of 25 short stories. I would probably give it a 80 out of 100. The 20 is because it's a little hard to take and it's very outdated. Though, it's not really, it's outdated and it could have been less outdated, though is kind of a lot of what they're doing at the time. But it's good. I'd probably recommend it for ages middle school, high school, college, probably somewhere seventh grade to adults. I don't think that a lot of people in the 21st century like it too much.
I've never heard of them before.
Really?
Yeah.
His writing is very beautiful. Like I said, though, it's very outdated.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. It was interesting because I know you've mentioned him before to me and I had never heard what it sounds like, so it was fun to hear.
Very, do you see why I don't recommend it to kids my age? Because it's a little too much for a lot of kids.
But not you. Who wants to go next? How about Jada, would you like to go?
So I've been reading the Ever After series. I forgot the author name, but I just recently finished the last of the three series, and I've read a lot of her other books that are kind of like the series, but they're kind of like fan fiction, except it's written by the actual author about the rest of the characters in the books. So I read the three in the series, and then I read a bunch of the other ones.
Well, that's fun. You can, like, learn a little bit more about, mm-hmm. are they similar? Is it, like, more info about certain characters or different
places? There's more, yeah, it's more info about certain characters. And then there are other books where you get to change the writing in certain parts of the books.
That's pretty neat. Do you have more of them to read, or have you gone through all of
them? There are a lot more to read.
Oh, well, that's good. What age group are those for?
I think they're about, like, 10, 11, 12. I'm not so sure. I don't think that the author actually ever said, but that's what I'm guessing. Maybe a little older.
Somewhere in there. Tween or young tween? Or young teen, sorry.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for sharing. How about you, Amelia? What have you been reading lately?
Just yesterday, I think. Maybe. The days have kind of been blending together. But just yesterday, I went to a game shop and I picked up some new comics. And I came across this one comic on a display. I think it was the last copy there. So I considered myself lucky to grab it. It's called Ha Ha Sad Clown Stories by W. Maxwell Prince. And it is a collection of a bunch of short little... It's basically a little comic anthology that has art from several different artists, all listed on the front. Vanessa Del Rey, Patrick Horvath, and like Roger Langridge, and several other artists who all basically joined together to make a bunch of very short, very unique stories all around the theme of clowns. And I've read the first three, and it is certainly very, very depressing. But the art is gorgeous, and it's so cool to see everyone's different styles in one book. Some are more realistic, some are extremely cartoony and look like something you might see in a Batman comic. Others look more adult, like something you would see in maybe a comic aimed at more mature audiences, and this is definitely a comic aimed at more mature audiences. But you get to see everyone's like individual styles, and my favorite bit is the fact that in the back there is a little section of a variant cover gallery, which is basically where they put all the covers that they didn't end up using in the final print, but you still get to see them. Like, it's very, very cool. And it's very pretty. I just love everyone's different art.
Were there any artists that you hadn't read before that you're thinking of checking out more stuff by them after reading this?
When I noticed, I got to, the last story I read was the one illustrated by, I believe, Roger Langridge, and his comic, and his style looked really, really familiar to me. And I tried to look at some, what other stuff he's done, and he's done a few Marvel comics, but I actually do not recognize any of his other work, so I'm not sure why his style looks so familiar to me. But I do definitely want to try it, check out some of these other artists' works. My favorite art so far has been the art by Zoe Thurgood in the second story, and the first story also has like a lot of like interesting stuff going on with it. It's all very pretty. I could read, like, it only takes a few minutes to read the dialogue in a comic, but I can spend like hours just looking at all the drawings. They're really gorgeous.
Too bad the stories are so depressing, the poor clowns.
I like darker stories as well, but I think the art is gorgeous, and I think the stories are very well written, and they're very good. They're very good for the short amount of time and the few pages they're given to tell their narrative.
I love comic collections like that, where you get little shorts from different artists. I find that it's a fun way to get introduced to new people, or even just to have like a change of pace as you're reading through.
But, yeah.
Like, I really liked the Explorer comics that Kazu Kibuishi put together with various other artists. They have the mystery boxes, mystery islands, and mystery doors, maybe? I think that might be the third one. So each short story has like the mystery boxes, there's a mystery box involved in each story, but they're all very different stories. So those were fun. That's cool. Then there's also a collection of nursery rhyme comics and fairy tale comics that were pretty cute, because they're all in the middle grade section.
That sounds really interesting. I do like anthology comics, but the only ones I've had previously are ones all made by the same artist. I've talked about Junji Ito before on this radio show, and his art is very pretty, but it takes a while to get through everything. And I will admit that sometimes if you like look at his stuff enough, it becomes monotonous almost, which is why I prefer when there are a bunch of different artists invited to make an anthology.
So what was that anthology called again that you
it's about? Called Haha Sad Clown Stories, like HAHA Sad Clown Stories. By W. Maxwell Prince.
They should have one called Boo Hoo Happy Clown Stories. You know, for a little uplift.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well, before we wrap it up for the day, I just want to remind our listeners that we are celebrating 10 years of WGXC, and we are in Bound by Books as well, 10 years of Bound by Books, and want to encourage everyone to donate to help keep WGXC on the air another 10 years and more. So that we can keep talking about books forever and ever and ever, and that you can listen to us talk about books forever and ever and ever.
Plus maybe all the other good shows. Maybe by the time the show ends, maybe people will be robots by the time. It'll be a projection that comes out of people's wrists, and the radio show will end when the world blows up because of climate change.
Maybe.
Well, if we don't do something about climate change, our world is going to blow up in the next 100 years. I'm not joking.
You're not joking,
people.
Well, let's hope that it's after we actually die so we don't have to witness that and get killed.
Well, there's a short story by Ray Bradbury in the Martian Chronicles that takes place after some cataclysmic event where basically humanity has been seemingly wiped out. But all of the machines in the house are still doing their thing. So my hope is that Bound by Books will last so long that when the humanity is wiped off the face of the earth, the machines will still be playing us on the radio.
Oh,
the archives, you know. You can go to WGXC.org to listen to the archives.
So we'll actually be on forever.
Forever. But to do that, we need people to donate to WGXC. And our goal is to encourage our listeners out there, call in or go online and become monthly donors, giving whatever amount you want per month to WGXC to help keep us on the airwaves. So you can do that by calling 518-697-7400 or going online to wgxc.org/donate, and you'll make us really happy if you do.
Yeah.
Don't make it emotional, Emily. Now you're making me sad.
Yeah, we don't want to be sad like those clowns in Amelia's book, because it sounds kind of creepy and depressing. We want to be happy clowns talking about books on the radio. So
I love you, clown.
Well, okay. So we want to be just happy usses.
I find clowns depressing somehow.
That's probably why this book happened. I know some very happy, lovely clowns.
I mean, I like clowns, and then I don't like them at the same time. And then at the same time, during all that, they kind of just depress me.
I don't like those clowns that have all the face makeup. They just creep me out. But I like the clown that I become, the silly clown that when I was performing, remember this, Georgia, when I was performing on a Zoom meeting for school, I actually tripped on my roller skate shoelaces and fell on the floor. Everyone thought it was an accident.
Oh, right.
I mean, on purpose, but I did it on accident, and I fell over on my back.
Before we have any accidents on our show, we're going to sign off for the day. But please call in, make a donation, go online, make a donation, sign up to be a monthly donor, 518-697-7400 to talk with our buddy Lynn, and she'll help you get set up, or go to wgxc.org/donate, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime, we hope everyone has a lovely week filled with quality reading time.
And happy reading!
Yay!
Bye!
Bye!
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Sarah and Sam of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Hello, Kimberly Irwin here, host of Race Talks on WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm here every third Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m., where we have the very necessary conversation on race and ethnicity. From Sunday, October 17th to Sunday, October 31st, WGXC 90.7 FM, serving Columbia and Greene counties in upstate New York, is hosting its pledge drive to celebrate 10 years of community radio. WGXC will continue to provide the community with local news, eclectic beats, award-seeking programmers and hosts, and multicultural programming to help keep us on air, online, and archived for your on-demand listening pleasure. You may call 518-697-7400 or go online, wgxc.org/donate. By giving just 17 cents a day, you can pave the way to keeping shows like mine, Race Talks, on air. That's exactly $5 a month. A latte to go. Support WGXC because we support our multicultural communities. Call 518-697-7400. Go online, wgxc.org/donate. We, a multi-ethnic and multicultural crew, a creative community of radio programmers for open ears, honor donations from all people, from every walk of life. Today's talk term, sustaining supporter. That would be you.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
It's Carlene Murphy of Lille Litton Haitian Cultural Program. WGXC is now 10 years old as a community radio. Your support has sustained WGXC through the years, and a continuing monthly donation of any amount will earn you a sustaining supporter spot, assuring WGXC sustainability. Go ahead, be a sustaining supporter. You like it. WGXC gen 10 ans comme une radio communauté avec support WGXC duré pendant toute année ça yo. Continuez yon don chaque mois nan n'importe façon à fournir yon supporter durable et puis la garantie durabilité par WGXC. An allez, vin nou supporter. Ou après mail.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Sheena Salvino of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 2 p.m. on Sunday. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 56 and a low Sunday night around 41. Again, there is a slight chance of showers after 3 a.m. Sunday night. And that continues into Monday, where there's a 30% chance of rain till 2 p.m. Then should be partly sunny with a high of 51 and a low around 40. Then Tuesday should be sunny with a high of 59 and a low around 47. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
This poem I wrote probably 4 or 5 years ago, because it mentions 5 years ago. And I mentioned many of the people who were on at the beginning of the program, or at the beginning went on the air, and many of whom are not here anymore. But that doesn't mean they weren't a part of the history and that they didn't put in a lot of effort into getting WGXC on the air. So here it goes. About 5 years ago, I learned with great elation that Columbia Green was getting a new radio station. So I decided to talk to the busiest man, a Mr. Tom Rowe, and asked him quite bravely about me having a weekly Irish show. He said, "Why should we have an Irish show on WGXC, Tony Fallon?" So I told him about Kitty Kelly, Tara Gold, and Foster and Allen. I told him that I had the records by the likes of Carmel Quinn, Paddy Noonan, Richie O'Shea, and even Martin Flynn. We would also play the three tenors who could sing so very loud, as well as Louis Brown, Frank Patterson, and Kenny McLeod. We'd get the touring talent from all the East Durham shows and play the lively jigs and reels in the winter when it snows. I'd mention Kaylee's The Arts Week and Saturday Night Dances, and from Jennifer in the gift shop, get cassettes of Marie Francis. Dermot Henry would sing to us about his mother from Mayo, or that other lovely song about the green hills of Sligo. I play Pat Roper and Mary McGonigal, both of whom of Scottish stock, and often play One Day at a Time and The Lady of Knock. I'd interview guests from afar and take requests on the phones, and when I needed rebel songs, I'd cue up the Wolf Tones. I'd have football and hurling results every Sunday night, and if anybody important was in the garden, I'd mention the fight. Well, he sized me up and said, "You got a good line of baloney, but how can I have a radio show with a host named Tony?" And now the station is on the air and I'm the Irish host. It's also on the net, so I'm heard in Ireland, coast to coast. I put on the first show on WGXC on a February night, and I can tell you firsthand that the host was full of fright. And then to make it worser, I made a whole lot of mistakes, and everybody loved the first song about Killarney's Lakes. Then over the next few days, I got requests to keep the show on going, and with the word of mouth and promotion, the audience kept growing. There are all kinds of programs here of this and that, who knows. They will even tell you how an onion or a potato or a carrot grows. There's great enthusiasm, and the Lord bless us and save us. What would we all be all today without Smiling Al Davis? There's Max, Karen, Dharma, and of course there's Joan, who helps me with pronouncements, the computer, and the phone. I knew we had a good lineup from the very start, and putting Paul in charge of news was very, very smart. Sarah is behind the scene, and for new memberships is reaching. Galen heads up fundraising, and Kaya and Corey are always teaching. There are lists of others I have left out without bad intention, but they will all be recognized at our 10th convention. Meanwhile, this big happy family thinks it's died and gone to heaven as they get their weekly fix of radio on 90.7. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, folks, this is a good opportunity to bring up an ongoing thing, and that is, it would be marvelous if you, listening right now, could become a sustaining supporter of WGXC.
That's right. Then I wouldn't have all this mic trouble.
How's it now? Better?
Much better.
Okay.
Well, it's better in one ear.
Okay. Where was I going with that? Oh, a sustaining supporter means you make you designate a monthly contribution, and every month you'll be notified that the station is deducting from your credit card a contribution. It could be as low as $5, $60 a year. How hard is that? And you know, I know a lot of you people. You can afford 10, 15, 20. It's not hard. You go.
You mean every month?
Every month. You go to the WGXC. Look, I see our listeners over there at the various coffee houses of Hudson, and they're paying $5 for one of those macchiatos or whatever the hell they call them. I don't even know what that is. Or I just heard this, a cortado. They're over there having these cortados. I don't even know what they are, and they cost like $6. I mean, what's up with that? Right, Ellen?
Yeah,
you and me.
Right.
We take our Joe regular. and our tea, right?
Sure.
And, you know, that's usually $2, $3, depending on where you're going. But anyway, put that aside. You can probably afford to skip one of those macchiatos or whatever they're called. And
once a month you can skip one.
Once a month, right. We're not even saying every day. We're saying once a month. And become a sustaining supporter. It's really crucial because it changes the vibe here, man. It means, like, we don't have to, like, freak out every time we have a pledge drive and say, wow, man, we're really struggling again. No, we'd actually be able to plan a little bit. And, you know, someone said to me very smartly today, planning is essential.
There you go.
It was in another context, I might add.
But it is essential.
It is essential.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Wendy Schmaltz of Claverick, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Oh my God, honey, I just heard some terrible news. The radio station's going off the air.
Going off the air? How will I listen to my samba music? A 1, 2, 3, back, a 3, 2, 1, back, to the side, to the left.
Honey, you're an excellent samba dancer, but I think this is it for them.
Oh, no, I just went to their website, wgxc.org. You can donate monthly. Did you know that?
Yeah, you can make one of those one-time donations. But you know what I'm into? Monthly sustaining support.
Oh, honey, you're very sustaining, especially when we go and have that delicious spring water in Hudson and the environs.
All right. Don't get so frisky, honey. Donate monthly. Choose your amount from the drop-down menu on the old website there, or donate by check. Did you know I can give them my stock donations?
Oh, honey, give them some of that worthless Bitcoin that those children who were sleeping in their cars, they told us to buy the Bitcoin. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I got some of that Bitcoin, but I got something better, cold hard cash. Donate right now to the best radio station in the land.
90.7 FM.
Carmen Borgia here from Ukuleles Unleashed. I co-host with John Sturman. We're extremely grateful to WGXC to be able to really do a show where all we have to think about is ukuleles for 2 hours. And not everybody would let us do a thing like that. So we're really grateful. And here's a song. It's a song by the Felice Brothers, and it's a favorite of our ukulele crowd. And I've adjusted the lyrics a little bit, so instead of the girlfriend, I've changed that to WGXC in this case. So, and it's a lively little ukulele song. It's called a radio song. WGXC, the dying leaves are dancing off the tree. Got an easy way with you and me. Go dancing to a The dying stars are falling down on us. They got an easy way. Oh, let's you and me go falling too, all the way out into the blue. Hey, oh, please don't you ever die. Do you ever die? Do you ever die? Oh, lift us into the air, onto the air, onto the air. I'll play our radio songs, radio songs. Radio songs, our radio on and on, radio's on, radio's on. Oh, please don't you ever die, you ever die, you ever die. Oh, lift us into the air, onto the air, onto the air. Oh, play our radio songs, radio songs, radio songs.
Radio's on and on. Thank you to WGX. Yay! Nice job, Carmen.
Carmen.
You rock.
That's from our group to you guys.
Find out where the music takes you on the next Deep Threes when Trillman cooks up a juicy jazz track. Power Trio The Mesthetics make waves. And Sarah DeVacci flies solo with her array of keyboards. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
You don't have to call me Stalin or even Mao Zedong, 'cause I'm far too young. My rising sign is Capricorn. Is that surprising? You know that I was born so